The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School on a Wednesday night in the new year. Happy New Year! And still, well, I guess the Merry Christmas season is over with the Epiphany, but still fun to say. Epiphany weekend this past weekend. The Lady Irish and the DeSales boys hosting the Liberty Christian Patriots out of Richland, Washington in a Southeast 1B Great Division doubleheader. The Lady Irish will tip it off first against the Lady Patriots. The DeSales girls come in with a 2-1 record in the division, 5-4 overall. The Lady Patriots, under head coach Chandra Jablonski, are 3-1 in the division, 4-3 overall. So they are basically tied for second in the division. Each team has lost to Yakima Nation Tribal, who is the number one ranked team in the state, and, of course, the leader in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. Coach Nick Hazeltine's girls got a win in the Christmas Classic consolation game this past weekend here at DeSales. And they'll try to get another win here against Liberty Christian. And based on their records, very similar success rate so far this season. We'll get into that a little bit more as we get into the pregame. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. Here in the top row of the bleachers, looking straight down at the scores table and the visiting bench, Liberty Christian Patriots will be down to my right. Lady Irish home bench will be down to my left. Lady Irish, the home team in the white uniforms with the forest green numbers. The Patriots on their road, dark blue uniforms, numbers, red numbers trimmed in white, warming up to my left. As I mentioned in the opener, the Lady Irish and the head coach Nick Hazeltine, 2-1 in the division, 5-4 overall. Their 3 league games so far, they lost to Yakima Nation Tribal 70-22 in the on December 13th, and Yakima Nation Tribal is currently ranked number one in the state RPI rankings. They were posted for the first time this season for this week, and they have beaten everybody they've faced, Yakima Nation Tribal's girls. The Irish beat Prescott 48-25, and just before Christmas vacation, they beat Sunnyside Christian 38-22. And then over the Christmas break, Christmas Classic lost to a good Moses Lake Christian team 48-39, and then beat Mackay 46-33. Teresa Holtzinger, 5'4 sophomore, 25 points in that ballgame. Peyton Benavidez added 10 points. So this is the 10th game of the year for the Lady Irish in a 20-game regular season. And the overall look of the Irish, in my opinion right now, the Lady Irish effort and their defense is always seems to be in place. Most of the time, they rebound really well. Offensively, Holtzinger is a legit place point guard. The Teresa Holtzinger, as I mentioned, 25 points against Mackay. She handles herself very well out there, leads the team, and she can score in many ways. But the attempt to execute the game plan, you can tell Coach Hazeltine and his staff working on things like pressing, the press break, their defense, their offensive sets. The girls really seem to work hard to do that. The big bugaboo for the Lady Irish all season long has been turnovers. A lot of the unforced variety. They do the things that they're taught to do from a scheme standpoint, but just the natural how to take care of the basketball, things like that. Just got to continue to get better at taking care of the basketball. The Liberty Christian Patriots, as I mentioned, 3-1 in the division, 4-3 overall. Their league wins are over Sunnyside Christian by 8 points. They beat Touche. They beat Walla Walla Valley Academy. And then just before Christmas break, they lost at Yakima Nation Tribal 62-43. And I know you can't always compare scores, but we were defeated by Yakima Nation back on December 13th, 70-22. So both teams beaten by Yakima Nation, but our offense was really non-existent because of all the turnovers against Yakima Nation back on December 13th. So Lady Irish going to have to take care of the ball a lot better than they have been to get a win against Liberty Christian in this one. Last year's Liberty Christian roster, before taking a peek at this year's roster when I got here, the Irish beat them twice last year, and they had a very young team. They had 2 8th graders, 3 9th graders, 4 10th graders, a junior and a senior, and they're still very young, but a little bit more experienced. We'll take a closer look at the rosters from both teams, especially the visiting Patriots, when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The captains are meeting with the officials at half court. It would be Maddie Ortuno and Teresa Holtzinger for the Irish. Maddie, a senior. Teresa, a sophomore. I can't see the number of the Liberty Christian player. Looks like number three. That would be Camus Van Hollebeek, one of three seniors, on their roster. Yes, it is Camus. They don't have any heights listed for the Patriots. I'll try to get some estimates when they line up across from our players. Schedule of upcoming games. This will be the only game this week for the Lady Irish. They got a regular start to the season. Of course, the boys were behind schedule because of the football championship. In fact, this will be the first time that the DeSales boys and the Liberty Christian boys will be face-to-face since the Irish beat Liberty Christian in the state championship football game on December 5th. So that's some fun memories will come back up a little bit, but we're in a new season. In fact, the boys' matchup should be a great one. Both teams are ranked in the top five in the state RPI. Both teams are undefeated in league play, talking about the boys' matchup. The Irish boys did lose to Moses Lake Christian on Friday in the Christmas Classic, and Moses Lake Christian is undefeated and ranked number one in the state at the 1B level, and they are very deserving of that. Then Liberty Christian boys ranked number two. They are undefeated at 9-0. And then the Irish boys are 6-1 and ranked number three. So the top three teams in the state at the 1B level will have been on this floor from Friday night and now on a Wednesday. So we're getting to see some very good small school boys basketball teams in action right here in Walla Walla. I digress a little bit. But the boys, they will be in action this weekend. They will travel to Wenatchee for the Native American Classic Tournament sponsored by Wenatchee Valley Community College. And they will play Cascade of Leavenworth Friday at 7 p.m. at Wenatchee Valley Community College. And then Saturday, they will play Tulalip Heritage, a 1B school. Cascade of Leavenworth is a 1A school, but they will play Tulalip Heritage on Saturday. They're a 1B school that typically makes it to the state tournament. DeSales beat Tulalip, I think, on the second round in the quarterfinals, if I'm right, up at the state tournament last year. Tulalip is ranked among the top 10, I think, in the RPI. So some good competition, hopefully, for the Irish boys at the Wenatchee Valley Community College Native American Classic Tournament. So 7 p.m. Friday night, 11 a.m. Saturday. The girls will not be in action this weekend. Well, they're just about to finish up their warm-ups. We're going to take another break and share the starting lineups when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Show. And we're back live at the Sales High School. Came back during the national anthem. Our pep band did a nice job on that. And now that the flag is being retired into the rafters here at the Sales High School, that apparatus donated by the class of 2013 in honor of First Lieutenant Matthew Fazari, the Sales class of 2005. Was killed in action in Afghanistan. And so we're able to honor him at every ball game. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First for Liberty Christian, who comes in with the 4-3 overall record, 3-1 in the Southeast 1B Great Division. And their starters, as announced by Chandra Jablonski, Taylor Hawk, an eighth grader, will start. Camus Van Hollebeek. Their team captain, a senior, she will start. She started one of the two games last year against the Irish, scored 5 points in that game. The Lady Irish beat Liberty Christian twice last year, 29-20 in early January up at Liberty Christian and 47-36 here at the Sales at the end of January. The third starter for Liberty Christian, Chloe Eidler, a freshman. She started last year as an eighth grader and had 7 and 11 points. The fourth starter, Adelie Olson, a sophomore. She had 4 and 8 points last year as a starter, as just a freshman. And then their fifth starter, Inger Olson, a junior, who scored 2 points in each of the contests last year. And I would say Hawk, no heights listed for Liberty Christian, but I would say Hawk goes about 5'7". I will go 5'8". And then they've just announced Olson, and she's going to line up against Mendoza out there, a little shorter. We'll call her 5'7". The starters for DeSales, Sreetsa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, 18 and 25 points in two games during the Christmas Classic. She's a very solid, very consistent scorer for the Irish. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, will start. She had 11 and 10 points in two games over the Christmas Classic. She lined up across from Adelie Olson during the announcements, and they were about the same height, so we'll call Olson 5'8". And another starter for the Irish, Maddie Ortuno, the 5'4 senior. She'll line up right across from number 4, that's Chloe Eidler, and they're about the same height, so we're going to say 5'4". And the fifth starter for the Irish, Tessa Mendoza, the 5'6 freshman. She typically draws the best, Audrey Casso. I already announced Mendoza. But anyway, Mendoza typically lines up across from the top offensive player, unless it's the point guard, and then Teresa Holtzinger will usually take her. So, just trying to get all those heights down. So Van Hollebeek came out at the same time as Casso, and they were about the same height, so we'll call her 5'7". So a very young team again for the Patriots. They start one senior, one junior, one sophomore, one freshman, and one eighth grader. Lady Irish will start one senior, two juniors, a sophomore and a freshman. So two relatively young teams. Benavidez will step into the circle with Olson. Adelie Olson. And the ball's loose on the floor, picked up by the Patriots. That's Hawk. She'll go baseline left side and put it up and in with the right hand. So Taylor Hawk, the eighth grader, got the ball over by the scorer's table, took it up the left sideline, left baseline, and put it in right away. Irish quickly the other way. Right corner pass to Mendoza. Cross court to Holtzinger. Catch and shoot three on the way. It's good. Three to Holtzinger. A cross court pass from Mendoza to Teresa. Caught it on the left wing. And the Hank Warden Edward Jones three is good. Each team scores on their first possession. Lady Irish up 3-2. And now Eidler's pass to Hawk goes off Hawk's leg and out of bounds. Patriots showing full court pressure. Looks like a zone type press. A 1-2-2 press. Holtzinger surveying the traffic. Has the ball knocked away by Van Bahalady. Gets it back now to Mendoza. Now Casso's got it. She'll go up the sideline into front court. Back up top to Mendoza. Now to Holtzinger between the circles. She'll call the offense. Player-to-player defense by the Patriots. Mendoza has it on the right wing. Nobody open inside. Still holding the dribble. The ball gets the ball up top now to Holtzinger. Teresa drives the left elbow. Puts up a tough left-hander off the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Patriots. Van Hollebeek, the senior's got it. She'll bring it into front court. Bounce pass deep right wing to Hawk. Hawk with Mendoza on her. Now gets it up top to Eidler. They swing it back around to Van Hollebeek. Three on the way. Out the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Ortuno. The Irish have it. Ortuno's double team. Ball stripped away. But picked up the loose ball by Holtzinger. Holtzinger gets it in front court to Casso. Good defensive set for the Irish. They're on offense. Teresa calls for the ball. Hawk is on her. It goes off the leg of a player, and they say off of Hawk. Mendoza runs it down in backcourt. Shot clock is down to 10. I'm not sure if the Irish realize that, and now it won't matter as Artuno loses a handle on a pass out of bounds. So as soon as the Irish get the ball, got the ball in front court, the Patriots trapped the ball. A moment ago, as soon as the Irish got the rebound, the Patriots trapped the ball. Now Van Hollebeek will bring it into front court. Still 3-2, and now the ball knocked away from Adley Olsen. Van Hollebeek gets it. Now Idler with it. Idler passes down low on the block to Inger Olsen. She has it knocked away. Loose ball. Mendoza's got it. She's double-teamed. She tries to pass cross-court. Ball slapped away. Ball's loose. Idler has it. Chloe Idler, the 5'4 freshman, brings it into front court. Between the circles now, but Mendoza will pick her up. Pass to Van Hollebeek. Holtzinger gets it up the left sideline. She's fouled in transition. Before the shot, way before the shot, foul is on Idler. That's our first foul of the game. 5:38 to go first quarter. Lady Irish up 3-2. So both teams scored on their first possession. No point since then. Teresa Holtzinger, the Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Goes between the legs with the dribble between the circles. Van Hollebeek right on her. Puts a tough left-handed shot off. Little contact there, no call. Rebound Patriots. Van Hollebeek's with it now. Van Hollebeek, the senior team captain, now gives it off to Hawk. Back to Van Hollebeek on the left wing. Irish playing a 2-3 zone, kind of a matchup look. Here's a long shot by Hawk. It's off the mark. Rebound Casso. Casso gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger looking behind the defense to Mendoza. Oh, she had a look. Kicks it back to Holtzinger for three. It's on the way. Won't go. Rebound chased down by Mendoza. Right corner. Timeout to Sales. Nick Hazeltine calls the first timeout of the game. 4:59 to go first quarter. 3-2 to Sales with the ball and the lead. When we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. Mendoza looking to inbound it. She will to Artuno just above the foul line. Kick it back to Casso on the right wing. Player-to-player defense by the Patriots. Holtzinger takes Van Hollebeek down the middle on the drive. Tough left-handed shot. Won't go. Gets her own rebound and puts it back in. Teresa Holtzinger broke down the defense. Took a tough shot in traffic. Got her own rebound and popped it back in. She has all five of the Lady Irish's points. Adler gets into front court, loses her footing, but gets it to Adley Olsen. Olsen's shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Irish. Coach Hazeltine likes the hustle of his girls so far. Encouraging them. They're working on defense right in front of him. Now they inbound it to Hawk. Mendoza pressuring Hawk out front. Pass down low for Olsen. Knocked away. Loose ball. Artuno's got it. She's on the deck, and she's tied up. Good low post defense as Benavidez, in the middle of that back row of the zone, that 2-3 zone, knocked the ball away. Possession arrow to the Irish. Patriots show the press. Holtzinger cross-court pass, still in backcourt to Mendoza. Now back to Teresa. Now in the middle into front court to Benavidez. Right down underneath to Casso. Can't finish the lay-in in traffic. We've got a whistle. And it's out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. But good job on the press break. Mendoza just, there was some traffic there as she tried to finish the lay-in. First substitution for the Irish, Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, checks in, and Ortuno sits down. Patriots have not substituted yet. Into front court, Hawk on the left wing, Casso out her on the wing. Hesitation dribble. She goes baseline. She has a shot blocked, but she's fouled by Benavidez. And Hawk will go to the free throw line. Hawk picked up a loose ball in the opening tip, went up the left sideline and then along the baseline and put a running one-hander up and in. And now she'll try to score from the free throw line with 3:55 to go in a low-scoring first quarter. The eighth grader's first free throw is up and off the mark. Irish up 5-2. Lindley Donnelly checks in for Casso. Lindley had a nice game against Mackay in the Christmas Classic. Hit a big three-pointer to kind of start the Irish on a big run. Hawk hits the second free throw. 5-3 Irish. They'll bring the ball up against that press. Holtzinger avoids the trap. Gets it to Mendoza. Now midcourt to Benavidez across the timeline to Lindley Donnelly up top to Holtzinger. Between the circles, she'll set the offense. Pass to the right elbow to Mason. Down low to Donnelly in traffic. Lose the handle on it. Gets to Mendoza. Back to Teresa. Ball fake. Pulls up from 8 feet on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Hawk. Hawk surveys the floor. She wants to run. Now it's left wing pass to Van Hollebeek. The Irish hustle back. Eidler drives baseline. Got around Mason. Can't hit the shot. Mason with the rebound. Mason gets the outlet to Donnelly. Donnelly into front court. Irish up 5-3. Only one field goal for the Patriots. Only two field goals for the Irish. Both by Teresa Holtzinger. One of them was a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Mason with it on the right wing. Up top now to Mendoza. 9 on the shot clock. Now to Benavidez. Inside to Holtzinger. Little right-handed lay-in. She's got it. She came off the screen over on the left side, caught the ball in the lane, and put up a nice little baby hook shot inside, and the Irish are up 7-3. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Kick out to Van Hollebeek, 3 on the way. Barely gets the rim, goes right to Inger Olsen. Her putback won't go. Then Eidler gets it. She puts it in. Chloe Eidler, the 5'4 freshman. So an offensive rebound for the Patriots. Two of them in a row, actually. And they score. And there's a foul as they throw it over the top of the press to Donnelly. And Inger Olsen collides with Donnelly trying to steal the ball. 2:20 to go, first quarter. DeSales lead is 7-5. Now Inger Olsen checks out, and Rachel Roden, a senior, checks in for the first time, along with Gretchen Ferraro for the Irish. And they're a good height matchup. They're each about 5'2". Irish get the ball in bounds. It's kind of loose, but Gretchen Ferraro gets it. Now back to Holtzinger between the circles. Left wing pass goes to Benavidez. Benavidez pass down low to Mason. Ball goes through her hands to the Patriots. Adelie Olsen. Now Hawk with it. Hawk comes into front court, and she pushes off. Good hustle by Lindley Donnelly. She hustled to get in front of Hawk, and Hawk gave her the old stiff arm on the shoulder, and now she's saying, no way, is that a foul? Well, it is. You can't push your opponent in the shoulder. 1:59 to go, first quarter. First foul on Hawk, third on the Patriots. Holtzinger brings it across the timeline. Van Hollebeek meets her between the circles. High post pass on the left elbow to Benavidez. She tries to go by Olsen. Picks a shot up. Too strong. Won't go. Mason with the rebound and put it back in. Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman. Powerful offensive rebound and a strong finish on the putback. Irish up 9-5. Roden with it. Pass to the middle to Hawk. Stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger the other way, and she's fouled by Roden. Teresa, good defense, stealing that pass for Hawk. And now we'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. The sales up 9-5, a minute and a half to go, first quarter. Good crowd on hand, the Irish cheering section, mostly made up of the DeSales varsity boys players. I'd say about half of them. And the Irish cheerleaders over there, the pep band. The Patriots have brought in a lot of fans to the game from Richland. Their girls are 4-3 on the season. Their boys team undefeated and ranked number 2 in the state. Benavidez gets a break. Casso checks back in. Teresa's first free throw is off the mark. Second free throw is also in and out. Teresa misses them both. You don't see that very often. Irish up 9-5. 1:27 to go, first quarter. Van Hollebeek up between the circles. The Hawk. She looks at a long three and said drives to the basket. Cut off, kicks over to Olsen. Her shot won't go. Rebounded by Inger Olsen. That's Adelie and Inger. They both miss it. Rebounded by Casso. Now outlet to Holtzinger to Gretchen Ferraro. Back up top to Holtze between the circles. Teresa between the leg dribble, behind the back dribble. Now picks up her dribble. Now pass over to Mason. Mason and Hawk tied up on the pass. And that'll be a jump ball. Hawk was looking at stealing that and going the other way. You got to come to the ball when they're throwing it to you. If you come towards the ball when they're passing it to you, the defender will run into you and foul you. The Patriots will bring the ball up court now, just inside a minute to go, first quarter. Swing it to Hawk, a deep three from the left wing. Off the mark, won't go. Offensive rebound for Adley Olson. That's a fourth one of the quarter for the Patriots. There's a long shot up and off the iron. Hawk runs it down. Swing it to Van Hollebeek. Chi hits a three, and Chi's fouled by Lindley Donnelly. So DeSales gives up three straight offensive rebounds, and then Van Hollebeek hits a three. She banked it in, and Donnelly fouled her. So just like that, the Patriots a chance for a four-point play in this situation and can tie it up with 38.5 seconds to go. So the Patriots, 5 points in the quarter, and their chance to get four on this possession, and they will with 38.5 seconds to go in the quarter. 9-9 our score. That's a tough one in a low-scoring game like this. 30 seconds to go in the half, quarter. Mason, pass down low for Casa, overhead and out of bounds. So now the Patriots, down 9-4 a moment ago, a chance to take the lead on this possession. They can play for one shot if they want. We're tied at 9. Van Hollebeek into front court. Now they've taken Hawk out of the game, who would be the, with that one foul, give her a little break. So I'm guessing Van, yep, there's Van Hollebeek with the long jumper in and out, stays out. Rebound Casso. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Teresa sees the clock. She pushes it up court to Benavides. Benavides behind the defense. She lays it in and she's fouled. Good court awareness for the Irish. They got the offensive rebound. Quick outlet to Teresa. Checks the clock. Checks the floor over the top of the defense. And a nice left-handed lay-in by Peyton Benavides with 1.3 seconds to go on the clock. And now a chance for the three-point play. Free throw off the back iron, and it won't go. So the Irish, up by four, gave up a four-point play, but scored in the quarter to lead it 11-9 after 8 minutes. 11-9 lead. We'll be back for the second quarter on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, ready to start the second quarter. DeSales had a 9-4 lead with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Foul the three-point shooter on a make, and it was a four-point play that tied it. And then Peyton Benavides got behind the defense with 7 seconds to go in the quarter and hit a two-point field goal. And now Teresa Holtzinger will dribble to the top of the key after getting the ball inbounds and hit a three. She started the game with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. She's hit her second. The Irish up 14-9. Van Hollebeek loses the ball, gets into front court just before the 10-second violation. Now Haley Turner, a freshman who's in the game, has the ball in the dribble, kick back up to Van Hollebeek. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Holtzinger behind the defense to Mendoza. Cut off by Adley Olson. Kick out to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Off the mark, won't go. Benavides with the rebound. Strong putback, won't go. Gets it again and puts it in. The 5'8 junior missed the first try in traffic, got it right back and put it up. Kept the ball up high. DeSale scores 5 in a row to start the second quarter and leads it 16-9. Van Hollebeek, cross-court pass to Olson. Off her hand, she saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Taylor. She shoots it off the side of the backboard. And then Kieros gets a rebound and gets fouled on the putback. Those are the kind of tough breaks. Haley Turner took a shot, put it off the side of the backboard, and you really can't, it's hard to get in position to rebound that. Karos got the rebound, and then she got fouled on the putback. I think that was on Casso, wasn't it? That foul. Alon. Oh. Ortuno, okay, thank you. And both free throws are missed. Ortuno with the rebound. All right. And now coming the other way, get it down low to Benavidez, and she's fouled again. And you could hear Coach Hazeltine saying good from the sideline. So the Irish, efficient offense to start the second quarter. They're up 16-9, counting the bucket by Benavidez at the end of the quarter. The Irish have scored seven in a row. Make it eight as Benavidez hits the first free throw. Irish are 0-for-3 from the line in the first quarter. So DeSales has opened up an eight-point lead at 17-9. Second free throw is also good. Nice adjustment for Peyton after missing a first quarter free throw. Hits two in a row. The Irish have doubled up on the Patriots, 18-9. Ben Hollebeek dribbles left to right, hands it off to Hawk, dribbling right to left. Gets baseline, put a runner up over Benavidez. Shot won't go, rebound Casso. She's got Mendoza on the right wing. Everybody hustling back. She'll slow down and get it to Holtzinger. Therese on the drive. She won't slow down. She goes strong to the basket. She's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Teresa found a seam in the defense and sliced right inside there. So Teresa will shoot two free throws. That foul was on
21.
That's three on her?
Yes.
Okay. She came in off the bench, committed three fouls. Seven. So Teresa hits the first free throw. Irish lead now 10 points. They've scored eight in a row. Teresa's second free throw off the back iron and drops in. Teresa with 12 points already. Irish up 20-9. They've outscored the Patriots 9-0 in this quarter, 11 in a row for the Irish if you count the Benavidez bucket with 1.3 seconds to go at the end of the quarter. Olsen shoots an air ball on the baseline, goes right to Taylor, left-handed shot. It misses the mark. Another rebound by the Patriots, and Inger Olsen puts it into Sales, is really getting beat on the offensive boards. Treats Olsinger up court to Olsen, to Ortuno. Now to Casso, back to Teresa, right wing to Mendoza. Irish up 20-11. 5:49 to go in the half. Holtzinger, left wing three, off the mark, won't go. Rebound by Adelie Olsen. Hawk now with it, brings it into front court. There's a tough screen by Van Hollebeek, and then she gets the ball back and shoots a three off of the side of the backboard. And now Casso with the rebound and gets it to Holtzinger. Right wing pass to Mendoza. Mendoza, long cross court pass to Holtzinger, catch and shoot three. Oh, way too strong. Air ball chased down by Casso. Casso back up top to Mendoza. Swing it to Teresa. They tend two players right at her. She goes around him, puts up a shot and won't go. Rebound, Inger Olsen. The 5'7 junior does a nice job on the boards for the Patriots. Now Hawk on the right wing with it. 20-11 Irish. 4:57 to go, second quarter. Adelia Olsen, little head fake. That's Inger Olsen. No, that's Adelie Olsen hits the field goal. 20-13, Irish lead down to seven. Pass up top by Mendoza. Yep, Coach Olsen, that's an oops. We threw it away. Mendoza just caught the ball on the right wing, tossed it over towards left wing, but we did have a player in the area, but definitely a turnover. Mendoza's going to get a break. Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader, comes in, so Donnelly's also in there. So Ferraro and Donnelly, Holtzinger, Benavidez, and Addison Mason are in the ballgame for the Irish. Irish up 20-13, and there's a travel call on Van Hollebeek. Little ball fake and tried to get to the elbow and move both feet. So the Irish came out on a 9-0 run to start the quarter. The Patriots have scored the last 4 points. Sales up 20-13. Ferraro between the circles, 4:18 to go in the first half. Ooh, Ferraro got away from her with a travel. They say no, the ball was knocked away from her. Now Mason's called for travel. Little reach by Olson. That's Inger Olson. Peyton tried to drive by her and travel. Irish turn it over. Van Hollebeek with it. Right corner pass to Olson. Swing it around to Idler. Idler on the drive, shot blocked. Foul's called. That's going to be on Benavidez, I think. Yep, that is Peyton's second foul. Peyton has foul trouble issues at times. She fouled out of the game last Friday against Moses Lake Christian. So the Patriots at the 4:02 mark of the quarter, after the Irish opened up a double-digit lead, they're getting back into it now as that first free throw is made by Idler. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebound Benavidez. In the front court, they get to Donnelly. Donnelly with Idler on her. Goes up for an eight-footer, goes 10. Air ball rebounded by Benavidez. Now she's tied up on the baseline. Possession arrow to the Patriots. Casso's going to check in. Probably for Benavidez. Yes. Peyton will sit down with two fouls. She's got 6 points offensively, four in this quarter. Now the Patriots get inbound. Irish show token pressure. In the front court with it now is Van Hollebeek. Up top to Hawk off her hand. Loose ball. Ferraro and Hawk go after it. They collide. Hawk hits the deck. It goes out of bounds off of Hawk. Good hustle by Gretchen Ferraro to help force that turnover. 3:40 to go first half. Irish up 20-14 with the ball. High post pass to Casso. Nice backdoor cut to Ferraro, but she can't quite finish. The Irish have tried that several times. You get the ball to the elbow, and the player on the wing backdoor cuts behind the defender. But Gretchen couldn't get it to go. Van Hollebeek, long jumper, won't go. Holtzinger with the rebound. Two-on-two fast break. She gets it left. Bounce pass to Ferraro. Gretchen misses the lay-in from the left side. Rebound hot. Got to finish those in transition. Now to Van Hollebeek. Cut off by Holtzinger. Stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger with the ball gets by Van Hollebeek. Gets by a double team into front court. Teresa finds Mason open in the lane. Five-footer won't go. Rebound tip to Donnelly. Donnelly puts it up and in. Mason with the miss. Donnelly with the rebound and the putback from about 8 feet on the right wing. Irish up 22-14. 2:39 to go first half. Idler fires a three. It's way long off the glass. The carom goes to Hawk. Hawk out top to Van Hollebeek. Back to Hawk for three. It's a long one, and she hits it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three from deep by the eighth grader, Taylor Hawk. Her first three-pointer. Irish up 22-17. Holtzinger goes right by Van Hollebeek on the baseline, and she's fouled. Coach Chandra Jablonski talking to her girls about playing a little tougher on the baseline defense. That is Van Hollebeek's first foul. Stops the clock with 2:18 to go in the half. Teresa at the free throw line where she hit two a moment ago. Her first one is good. Teresa with 13 points now. The Irish up 23-17. Donnelly checks out. Tessa Mendoza's back in the ballgame. And now Inger Olson will check out. The junior and the sophomore, Adelie Olson, checks back in. Teresa will try to add to the lead. She will. She's hit four in a row from the line. The sales leads back up to 7 points. Van Hollebeek in front court with it. Cross court pass to Hawk. Right wing to Idler. Right corner Olson. Mid post it goes to Turner's in the ballgame. Takes a shot, won't go. Rebound. She gets her own rebound and then she's fouled on the putback. The foul's on Casso. Boy, the Patriots have pounded the offensive boards. So Haley Turner, a freshman who's come in off the bench here a couple times in the second quarter, she misses the first free throw. 2:05 to go, first half. The sales up 24-17. Gretchen Ferraro checks out. And Peyton Benavidez, with those two fouls, checks back in. Both free throws off the mark as Casso rebounds the second miss. And now Holtzinger will walk it up court as the Patriots retreat defensively. Liberty Christians played player-to-player defense the whole first half. Benavides goes left elbow, drives the baseline down the lane, misses the shot. Rebound Hawk. Good job challenging the defense on the drive. Just didn't finish from the left hand. Pass to Taylor. Baseline to Eidler. Eidler's pass inside, stolen by Casso. Gets it to Holtzinger. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Therese into front court. Cut off by Taylor. Jump stop in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound, Adelie Olsen. Maybe Teresa tried to do a little too much there. 1:19 to go in the first half. Irish up 24-17. Ben Hollebeek. Bounce pass on the baseline to Eidler. Goes around Benavides. Shot blocked by Benavides. Benavides gets the ball. Takes off the other way. Stripped by Hawk. Hawk gets it to Eidler. Eidler misses a shot. Casso with the rebound and timeout. Nick Hazeltine. Loves the hustle of his girls. 1:03 to go in the half. DeSales up 24-17 with the ball. And we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Irish up 24-17 in their timeout huddle. Coach Lon Olsen to my left. You've watched most of the first half now. Tell us about our officials and what you think of the game so far.
Well, tonight we've got Tim Miller and Mo Hancock are the umpires, and David Thompson is the referee. I think they're doing a really good job. They're keeping control of the game very well. Not overly physical, but they're getting the right ones.
The officials, is that what you're saying? The officials are getting the right ones. Okay. We're down to a minute to go in the first half. Irish up 24-17. Hawk meets Holtzinger at half court and strips the ball away. Teresa retreats. Hawk will step behind the three-point line, hit a three-pointer. So Taylor Hawk, the eighth grader, a steal from Teresa at half court, a step back three in transition, 24-20 to Sales. Holtzinger with Hawk on her. Gets by her this time. And then she's stripped of the ball, stolen by Hawk. Ahead to Eidler. Eidler goes up with the lay-in too strong. Hawk with the rebound. She's stripped by Mendoza. Mendoza in open court, 1-on-3. Slow it down. And they will. Now Mendoza not sure what to do with the ball. As it knocked away, gets it to Casso. Casso to Holtzinger. Down to 14 seconds to go in the half. Teresa wants a screen from Benavides. She'll get it. Now cross court to Mendoza. 6 seconds to go. Mendoza has a ball knocked away. Goes right to Hawk. Hawk comes the other way. And she collides with Casso. And that's going to be a foul on Casso. The Sales girls. The ball and a 7-point lead with a minute to go after that timeout. But Hawk with a steal and a three. And then another loose ball. And the Patriots a chance to get within 2 or 1, if they got to get a shot up quick, though. 0.3 seconds left in the half.
Has to be a tip.
And they don't get it off. So the Sales survives a little run there in the final minute of the first half, but they lead at the half against the Liberty Christian Patriots on the Irish home floor by a score of 24-20. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co. Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half here at DeSales High School. This Wednesday night, first league contest in the new year. DeSales girls lead Liberty Christian Patriots girls 24-20 at the half. The Irish are up 9-4 with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter, and then they fouled Camus Van Hollebeek when she made a three-pointer. So her four-point play made it 9-8 with 38 seconds to go, and then Taylor Hawk hit one of two free throws to get them to 9 points. The Irish then came down the court, and Peyton Benavidez hit a lay-in in transition just before the buzzer. She got fouled but couldn't make the free throw. But DeSales end up outscoring the Patriots 11-9 in the first quarter. And the Irish have built up a couple leads, but the Patriots always seem to come back. In the second quarter, the Irish had a lead by as many as 10 points. In fact, Coach Hazeltine took a timeout with under a minute to go and his team up by 7. But Taylor Hawk, a 5'8" eighth grader, stole the ball from Teresa Holtzinger in transition. Instead of trying to go in for the lay-in, she stepped back behind the three-point line and drilled a three-pointer, and that started a 7-0 run by the Patriots. It got them right back in the ball game. And then just before halftime, they cut it down to a field goal. And then the Irish got back up by 4 and a couple of Teresa Holtzinger free throws. Irish end up outscoring the Patriots 13-11. So outscored them by 2 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. Irish lead at 24-20 at the half. When we come back, we'll look at the schedule of upcoming games, including the boys' contest to follow this one. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Del Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Del Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at delgravesinc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Del Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at the half. The Sales girls up 24-20. This is the only game this week for the Lady Irish, as they came into this game with a 2-1 division record, tied for second with Liberty Christian at 3-1. And so the Irish girls trying to get second place to themselves. They're halfway there, up 24-20. The DeSales boys continue to get caught up with their game schedule. They will head to Wenatchee this weekend for the Native American Classic Tournament, sponsored by Wenatchee Valley Community College. And Friday, the boys will play at 7 p.m. against Cascade of Leavenworth, a 1A program. And then they'll play Saturday against Tulalip Heritage at 11 a.m. Tulalip is a 1B program that made it to the state tournament last year. In fact, I think it was the quarterfinals. Yes, it was, that we beat them at the state tournament. So some good competition, a 1A school on Friday and a state qualifying 1B program on Saturday. If you make the trip up there, the game Friday night at 7 p.m. will be at Wenatchee Valley Community College. The game Saturday at 11 a.m. will be at the Toyota Center in Wenatchee. And I'll have both those games on the air for you this weekend, the Native American Classic Tournament. The girls' next ball game will be Monday, when the boys and girls travel out to Touche, with the girls tipping off at 6. That's a look at our schedule. When we come back, we'll have halftime stats and second half action on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, we're back live here. As I had some people in the last couple broadcasts telling me that they weren't getting the audio on the NFHS video feed. So NFHS airs high school video of basketball games in most gyms across the state, including DeSales. And we have a setup here at our gym where our radio feed goes into the broadcast, but it hasn't been working. But Coach Wood, who goes about 5'7.5", he tried to get it going. Then he got his assistant coach, Zach Leahy, who goes about 6'4.5", and he was able to reach the switch up by the ceiling to get the unit working correctly. There's a button I push, but the master switch wasn't on. So hopefully you can hear us now out there on the NFHS video feed. Irish get the ball to start the second half. They get down low to Benavides. Her shot won't go. And it's blocked out of there partially by Ava Quiris, sophomore who did not start the first half, but she starts the second half. Irish get a steal the other way. Mendoza's got it. Gets it to Benavides. Patriots hustle back. Holtzinger, a tough shot in the lane. A wild one goes up in the air. Benavides gets the rebound, puts it up, won't go. Quiris with the rebound. So Ava Quiris, a sophomore who picked up three first-half fouls but has been very solid for them. She gets the ball at the high post. Pass right wing goes to Adelie Olson, and we've got a whistle and a three-second violation.
Wow, that's a little bit different.
But yeah, you don't see many of those anymore. So turnovers by both teams and a wild a shot attempt by Teresa to start this second half. The Irish up 24-20, played a minute. There's a pass tipped by Hawk. Casso chases it down, now tip it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the drive, dribbles it off her foot. At times, Teresa tries to do a little too much, but the cup is definitely half full with that 5'4 sophomore point guard. She does a lot out there. She's got 14 points to lead all scorers. We'll get those scores to you for both teams here in a moment. Hawk pass up top to Adelie Olson to Quiris. Quiris shot won't go. Rebound Fortuno. Ahead to Holtzinger. Holtzinger pass ahead to Mendoza. High post pass to Benavides. Catch and shoot from the three, from the free throw line. She hits a two-pointer. Irish up 26-20. So Holtzinger with 14. Benavides now with 8. 2 for Donnelly and 2 for Mason. The scoring for the Irish. Adelie Olson fires a jumper from the foul line. Won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. DeSales got to work harder on the offense, defensive boards here in the second half. Ahead to Fortuno, and she travels in the lane. Teresa fired one ahead to her. Then she had a defender on her and couldn't figure out what to do with it. So turnover. For the Patriots, 9 points for the 8th grader, Taylor Hawk. She's at a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. 4 for Van Hollebeek. 3 for Claire Eidler. And there's Adelie Olson with a shot. It won't go. Holtzinger with the rebound. Inger Olson has their other 2 points. The Irish were an impressive 6 of 9 from the free throw line, all by either Holtzinger or Benavides. Now Casso with it on the right wing. Pass out front. She throws it right to Hawk. Hawk will lay it in the other way. Telegraph that pass. Easy lay-in for Taylor Hawk. 26-22 Irish.
Come and meet the ball. Help her out. Yeah.
Now Mendoza gets the ball. The high post to Casso has it slapped away. She's on the deck with the ball, and she's tied up. Possession in favor of the Patriots. Patriots have played player-to-player defense the whole ball game so far. Lady Irish have run that offensive man-to-man player-to-player pattern, and the Patriots are starting to figure it out. Olson with a shot from the foul line area. Won't go. Rebound tip and out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. The Patriots working offensively down to my right in front of the Patriot bench. Coach Jablonski calls the inbound play. Van Hollebeek under the basket. Left corner to Hawk. Her shot is partially blocked by Benavides, controlled by Fortuno. Fortuno has it slapped away by Van Hollebeek, gets it back. Now Casso's got it. Casso will bring it across the timeline, goes baseline, cut off. Now to Holtzinger. Now with Van Hollebeek right on her, Teresa pulls up baseline, 15-footer, she's got it. In traffic, she hit it. Irish up 28-22. Teresa has 16 points, 4:52 to go third quarter. Winner of this game will be alone in second place in the division behind the undefeated Yakima Nation Tribal Golden Eagles, who are ranked number one in the league and number one in the state at the 1B level. Casso will come out of the ball game. Lindley Donnelly comes in. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Hawk out, inbounds it across the way. Then Hollebeek's got it. Now to Quiris. Quiris to Hawk. Mendoza shadowing her. Hawk dribbles all the way around the horn, right to left, and lays it in. She took that ball, dribbled all the way around the three-point line from right to left, cut down the left side, and laid it in. Nobody stopped the ball. Hawks got 13. Benavides, right corner, tries to drive by Hawks. She traveled. Actually, she was being guarded by Adelie Olson. Check that, Inger Olson. A lot of blonde-haired ponytails out there. Well, at least 2 of them out of the 5. I get them mixed up. Hawks with it right now. She's one of those. with the long blonde hair. She goes right by three players. She gets stripped. She gets fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. Her ball skills are too much for the Irish right now. The foul was on Teresa Holtzinger, her first. Taylor Hawk and Teresa Holtzinger in quite a battle offensively right now. First free throw for Hawk is good. That gives her 14. Teresa has 16. Mason checks in for Ortuno. 28-25. DeSales with the lead. The Irish have led all but the opening possession when Hawk picked up a scramble for the opening tip off and laid it in. And then Teresa came down and had to hit a three, and they've led ever since. Hawk hits them both. Irish lead down to 2 points at 28-26. They led by four at the half. They've led by as many as 10. And now we've got a whistle. Timeout to Sales. Irish had a little trouble breaking the press. It was at 8 seconds on the 10-second clock. Timeout. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Irish with the ball and a 2-point lead when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay. We're back. I'm texting the boss back at the studio. Who's asking about the sound. I thought I took a minute break, but I didn't say anything, so it's a 30-second break. Whatever is the black box at the ceiling, that's what they turned on. There. All right. Timeout period is over. We're on the floor with the ball. Donnelly double team gets it to Holtzinger. High post to Mason. Mason left wing pass to Donnelly. 18-footer off the iron, won't go. Rebound Van Hollevik. Lose the handle. The ball's on the floor. She saves it to Olsen. Now Hawk with it. Hawk has all six of their second half points. She gets a screen. Shoots a deep three. It's short off the iron. Rebound Benavidez. Benavidez rips it away from one player. Has it knocked away by Hawk. Ball's loose. Holtzinger's got it. She comes the other way. Wide open underneath. Mendoza misses a shot. Gets her own rebound. Now she's got it ripped away from her, and we're going to get it. What did he call? Did he call 3-second violation?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's a tough one when you're trying to get rid of the ball.
And the ball's so a little bit of a wild sequence there. Ball was loose in back court. Teresa got it front court. Mendoza was wide open underneath. Instead, he just left it short. The Patriots can tie or take a lead with a three-pointer on this possession. Hawks got it. She can shoot the three. She will from the right wing, and she's got it. Taylor Hawk, the eighth grader. All 9 of their points, and they've got the lead for the first time since the opening possession at 29-28. Holtzinger fires a three the other way, too long, chases her own rebound outside the three-point line, gets it to Donnelly. Donnelly hits a 16-footer on the left baseline. Irish back in front, 30-29. It is the Taylor Hawk show for the Patriots. She goes behind the back with the dribble, cut off there by Ferraro. Now she'll get it to Eiler. Gretchen Ferraro is checked in the ballgame to 5-2, eighth grader. Up top it goes to Olsen. And on a drive to the basket is Adelie Olsen, and she's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. The foul is on Mason, her first. Stops the clock with 2:29 to go in the third quarter. Olsen will shoot two free throws. She's 0 for 2 for the line, has 2 points. Her first free throw is off the mark. The Patriots are 5 of 12 now from the free throw line. So Taylor Hawk, 5'8", eighth grader, 9 points in the quarter, 18 for the game to lead all scorers. Olsen's second free throw is good. And we're tied at 30. 2:29 to go, third quarter. Full court pressure by the Patriots. Mendoza with the ball. She throws it over the head of Castle and out of bounds into the Irish pep band section. The flute went flying. And the Irish will get back on defense. Eiler brings it into front court. Mendoza right on Hawk. Looks like the Irish have gone to a player-to-player defense. They have. Either that or they're playing a four-man zone with Mendoza on Hawk. Shot off the mark by Olsen. Long rebound. Mendoza chases it down. Gets it to Holtzinger. Teresa up court gets to Benavides. Benavides is fouled at the top of the key by Van Hollebeek. I think, and Lon, you can keep an eye on, I think the Irish girls are playing a box and one, a four-player zone with Mendoza chasing Hawk around.
That appears to be that way, yes, Mike.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. Irish and the Patriots are all tied up at 30. They get inside to Benavides. She puts it up and in. The sideline inbound play got Benavides on the low block. She finished in traffic and drew the foul. The foul was on Inger Olsen, her second. 1:57 to go in the third quarter. Peyton is in double figures with 10 and a chance to give the Irish a three-point lead here with the free throw. It's on the way, and it rolls off the mark. It won't go. Rebound inside by Casso. Trapped inside, passes it right to Van Hollebeck. Van Hollebeck the other way, behind the defense to Eiler, who lays it in. We're tied at 32. Nobody got back for the Irish on defense in time. Casso, couple dribble, gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger at the top of the key, now to Mason at the right elbow. Mason puts it on the deck, drives strong, shoots it up too strong, won't go. Rebound by Benavides, her put back off the mark, Van Hollebeek with the rebound. We're tied at 32, 1:20 to go in a very close ball game. Hawks got it going right to left, Mendoza right on her. Now to the top of the key, or the foul line area to Olsen. She swings it around to Inger Olsen. Adelie to Inger. Inger shot off the mark, rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Eiler will inbound it. 17 on the shot clock because that ball did not hit the rim a moment ago. 1:11 to go in the quarter. Nobody open inside. Pass up top. It goes to Inger Olsen. Mendoza right on Hawk. Swinging around to Eiler. 17-footer won't go. Rebounded by Olsen. Inger Olsen up top to Van Hollebeek. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound tip. Ball's loose and picked up by Inger Olsen. Or Adelie Olsen. Adelie Olsen hits the putback. Patriots up by two, a minute to go in the third quarter. Mendoza deep on the right wing, left wing past to Casso. Dribbles left to right, up top to Mendoza. Cross court to Benavides, catch, shoot three, left wing, she's got it. Peyton Benavides, her first. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, puts the Irish back in front, 35 to 34. Benavides seven in the quarter, 13 for the game. On the baseline to Inger Olsen, shot won't go. Ball on the deck. Van Hollebeek's got it. Gets it to Eiler. Shot won't go. Rebound Teresa Holtzinger. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass to court. Knocked away by Hawk. Ball's loose. Holtzinger gets it back. She's going to drive in. Goes up strong. And hits a little left-handed hook shot. 37-34 Irish. 6 seconds to go in the third. Irish score in transition. Eiler with it. Two. They get it to Olsen. Olsen puts a shot up at the buzzer. It won't go. A wild third quarter. Irish had a four-point lead. Taylor Hawk scores 9 third-quarter points to give the Patriots a lead. They led by as many as 3. The Irish finish on a flurry and lead 37-34 with 8 minutes left on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the start of the fourth quarter. DeSales had a four-point lead at halftime, lost that lead, and actually trailed by two a couple times. But Peyton Benavidez scores five in a row to end the third quarter. And now Teresa Holtzinger gets a pass in the left corner and hits a three to start the fourth quarter. Teresa's third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Nice set play off the timeout at the quarter. And the Patriots come down and score right away. Wide open lay-in for Inger Olson. Irish up 40-36. So both coaches draw up an offensive set there during the quarter break, and both teams score off of it. Holtzinger between the circles. Van Hollebeek stops her dribble. Now to Mason, inside to Benavidez. We got a whistle and a late call as Idler fouled Benavidez. I kind of think they're waiting for the underneath official to call it.
And absolutely. No, that's what they should do.
The guy on the official on the wing made the call. And so the foul was on Idler.
Good teamwork.
Her second. Benavidez, who is 2 for 4 from the line. Her first one is good. 14 points for Benavidez. Irish 41-36, 5-point lead. They've led by as many as 10 in midway through the second quarter. And they've trailed by two a couple times. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound battle. And it's won by Inger Olson. She'll dribble it out of there and get it to Van Hollebeek. Irish up 41-36. Casso, Mendoza, Holtzinger, Mason, and Benavidez on the floor for the Irish. Idler bounce pass to Inger Olson. Now up top to Van Hollebeek. Mendoza shadowing Hawk all over the floor. All right, they get over to Van Hollebeek. Her three on the way. In and out and off the backboard and back in. Tamas Van Hollebeek. One of only two seniors on the roster, the only senior who's been playing. They get it to Casso. Casso can't hit the shot the other way. Mason with the rebound. Can't hit the putback. Gets a rebound back, and that goes out of bounds. So Van Hollebeek is going to have to take over a little bit with Hawk, the senior, the eighth grader, with Mendoza right on her. But she's got the dribble now. She's got to make her give it up. She will to Idler, and the best way to defend Hawk now is not to let her get the ball back. Now Holtzinger seals it from Idler out front. She'll go up strong and lay it in. Teresa with 23 points. The Irish lead is back to four at 43-39, 6:16 to go. And now they'll swing it to Idler. She'll fire a long two. It's off the mark, won't go. Benavidez and Cueros fight for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots.
Wow.
6:09.
Looked like it went off Peyton, but she was shoved from the back. So
yeah, we were a long ways away, but yeah, she did get stiff-armed in the back when they were chasing that ball. So DeSales with the ball and a four-point lead. Holtzinger gets it to the high post to Benavidez, goes right by Cueros and lays it in.
Wow.
Peyton Benavidez with 16 now, and the Irish have opened up a six-point lead. Mendoza with Hawk on her. Hawk scored the first 9 points of the second half. The Sales went to the box and one defense, and she hasn't scored since. So we've got a whistle and a foul on Mendoza. That's a foul on the dribble, on the ground, as they would say, not on the shot. Queros will come out of the ball game for the Patriots, and Haley Turner, a ninth grader, will come in. Lindley Donnelly checks in for Casso. Fresh shot clock. Hawk will inbound in front of the Patriot bench. Between the circles to Idler. High post pass goes to Adley Olson. 15-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebounded by Donnelly. Tipped by Mason. Controlled by Donnelly.
Wow.
Lindley picks up her dribble. She comes across the sideline. Gets it to Benavidez. Swing it to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound. Idler and Donnelly fight for it. Ball's loose. Mendoza chases it down. DeSales working to get after the loose ball. Timeout. DeSales. Nick Hazeltine coaching his girls hard, trying to get into second place in the division. Irish up 45-39 with the ball and 5:22 to go in the game when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Coach Kirby and boys.
We're back live as the Walla Walla Valley Academy boys from over in College Place have just come into the gym. Got a big boys game coming up. The number 2 and 3 ranked teams in the state. Liberty Christian, 9-0, ranked number 2. DeSales boys, 6-1, ranked number 3. The Irish boys lost to Moses Lake Christian last Friday. Moses Lake Christian undefeated and ranked number 1 in the state. We've got a really good girls game going on right now. Lady Irish up by 6 with the basketball. And the Irish defense is giving the Hawks or the Patriots some troubles. After Taylor Hawk, the 8th grader, scored 9 straight points to start the third quarter. Give the Patriots a 1-point lead. Coach Hazeltine has switched up the defense since. And then the Irish now working with a 6-point advantage. Holtzinger, jump shot, partially blocked, gets it back. She double teamed, tries to get it inside, taken away by Idler. Teresa forced the issue and couldn't find any room to get a shot off or a pass off. Idler down low goes to Taylor. Her shot blocked by Holtzinger. Loose ball picked up by Benavidez, slapped away by Van Hollebeek. Donnelly's got it. She's trapped underneath the basket, and she traveled. I think Nick Hazeltine saying, hey, our girl had the ball. They pushed her.
Got to come to the ball. They're leaving her out there hanging without any help.
Yep. Tough place to end up with the loose ball down that corner. They swing it inbounds to Adelie Olson. Her drive and shot won't go. Rebound tipped away by Idler, right to Hawk, and Hawk lays it in. So you, hard to defend that. Hawk's got 20. Irish up 45-41. Ball security.
Yeah, take care of that ball.
Left Irish wing pass to Benavidez. Ball fake and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Adelie Olson. That's the second foul of the fourth quarter on the Patriots. Irish have only committed one. Not sure how many timeouts Nick Hazeltine has left because he's taken several already. Pass left corner to Mason. Down low to Benavidez. Behind the defense, misses a lay-in and a tie-up for the rebound. They've run that sideline inbound play effectively in this game, getting Benavidez open on the low block, but she couldn't finish the shot and then hit the deck hard on that jump ball scramble. And the possession arrow in favor of the Patriots. 4 minutes to go in the regulation. Irish up 45-41. Hawk with the ball. Gets a screen right on her now. Holtzinger gives it up to Idler. Idler on the drive. Puts it up off the glass and in. And a foul is called on DeSales. So Idler, another young player, a freshman. She scored in every quarter. The foul was on Mason, her second. And the Irish lead is down to 2. And Idler a chance to cut it to 1. 3:58 to go. Casso checks in for Benavidez. Idler's free throw's off the mark. The rebound tipped. It goes right back to Idler. Can't hit the shot. Casso with the rebound. She's tied up. The Sales girls got to do a better. They got to block out better. The first half, they did a poor job blocking out. Third quarter, they were much more assertive blocking out. And now in the fourth quarter, the Patriots are really attacking the boards. We've got a timeout on the floor. The possession arrow in favor of DeSales. And it'll be DeSales basketball after the Liberty Christian timeout. 45-43 Irish with the ball and a 2-point lead in this girls' contest. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. Well, the box and one defense worked very well the second half of that third quarter after Taylor Hawk scored 9 straight points to give the Patriots a lead, 29-28. But in the fourth quarter here, we've had a lot of wild bounces and a lot of aggressive play going after loose balls. Hawk got open for a lay-in off a loose ball. Now I've got a whistle, and they're discussing, I think, the possession arrow. I don't know what they're discussing, but they're going to clear something up at the scores table. Ball hasn't been inbounded yet. 45-43, DeSales with the lead. Everything seems right to me. I'm mine. But the official book is the DeSales book, and right now he's got both scorebooks with him, and he's talking to the Patriots scorekeeper. So there seems to be a discrepancy on the jump ball. But the last jump ball is when Benavidez came down hard, and that was a Patriot basketball. So this next jump ball should be DeSales basketball. I think they've got it right. What do you think, Mr. Official?
Yep.
All right. So we got that clarified. Irish will open up, inbound the ball against pressure. Holzinger getting by Hollabee. In the front court to Casso. Casso lays it up and in. It spun around there a couple times from the left side, but Casso gets her first bucket. Irish up 47-43. Hawk gets a screen, but won't use it. Now Mendoza still on her. Hawk. Crossover dribble, give up to Van Hollebeek. A deep three off the iron, won't go. Long rebound, Olsen. Olsen to Idler. Idler to Inger Olsen. She drives baseline, has it knocked away by Casso and Mason. 3:23 to go. Patriots inbounding under their basket down to our right. Pass up top for Hawk. Hawk spins in the lane, takes a tough shot. It won't go, but she's fouled. And the foul's on Mendoza, her second. So Hawk with 20 points is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Her first basket since midway through the, her first trip to the free throw line since early in the third quarter. And she hits the first one. 47-44. The sales lead is 3. Benavidez gets back into the ballgame for Lindley Donnelly. Benavidez having a nice ball game. She scored in every quarter. She has 16 points. Teresa Holzinger leads the Irish with 23. Hawk hits both free throws. She has 22 points. Some good offensive players in the ball game. 47-45, Irish with a 2-point lead and the ball. Holzinger bounce pass between the circles in front court to Benavidez. Pass right wing to Mendoza. Down low to Mason behind the defense. Ah, she scores. Oh, they call traveling. Oh, man. She spun to the basket, put it up in contact. It rolled around the rim 3 times and went in. The whistle blew. I'm thinking it's going to be a foul. And it's a traveling call. Oh, my goodness. 47-45, Irish up by 2. Natalie Olsen. Ball pass stolen away by Casso. Casso goes the other way. Too strong with the rebound, the free throw. Too strong with the lay-in. And then Teresa Holzinger can't control the rebound, goes out of bounds, but nice defense by Casso, just going too fast and couldn't put it up soft. Hesitation dribble by Hawk. Mendoza on her. Pass up top goes to Van Hollebeek. Now top of the key goes to Adley Olsen. Adley Olsen, and we got a whistle away from the ball. It's a 3-second violation. 47-45 to Sales. With the ball, leading by 2. 2:38 to go. Very competitive ball game. Irish trying to break the press. They will to Benavidez. She's in front court. Keeps a dribble now. Wants to kick it out to Holzinger. She will. Van Hollebeek right on her. Up top now, Mendoza. Idler reaching on Mendoza. Pass to the elbow to Mason. Mason, no room to shoot. Gets in the lane. Puts up a tough shot. Off the mark. Rebound. Adley Olsen. Patriots can tie or take the lead on a 3. Idler drives the basket. Cut off. Gets the ball to Inger Olsen. Inger drives right side, cut off by Mason. Now Adley Olson to Inger. Now to Hawk. Hawk comes off the screen, dumps it back to Inger Olson. She hits a two-pointer, and we're tied at 47 with 1:50 to go. Tie ball game. And now Eidler and Benavidez tangled up at half court. It goes off of Benavidez. Boy, the Patriot fans are very, very vocal, cheering on their girls. We're tied at 47, 1:40 to go in the game. Timeout, Liberty Christian. Chandra Doblonsky's girls have a ball, the ball, and a chance to take the lead with 1:38 to go. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, the Patriots have outscored the Irish 13-10 in the fourth quarter. That three-point lead at the start of the fourth quarter is gone. We're tied at 47, and the Patriots can take the lead back. They've led a couple of times by no more than 2 points. And now we've got a whistle and another buzzer at the scores table. And, boy, the scorekeepers are
struggling tonight.
Having trouble staying on the same page.
Supposed to do that between quarters or during timeouts.
And now they're sitting next to each other. I don't know.
Well, this is the time to get it straight. You don't want to do it right at the end of the game or after the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they'd be discussing.
I don't either. Yeah, it's
less how many timeouts somebody has left. It could be a lot. The possession arrow is correct. Anyway, officials are sending the players back to their benches. So Nick Hazeltine made that defensive adjustment midway through the third quarter when Taylor Hawk scored 9 straight points. They went to the 4-player zone with Tessa Mendoza shadowing Liberty Christian or Taylor Hawk. And now the Hawks have adjusted by a lot better player movement going after offensive rebounds. And Hawk has gotten loose a couple times. So what are they calling? Well, it was their ball anyway. What's the debate? I don't get it. Oh, they've given them 3 more points. What? No way. They just gave them 3 more points. That is not right. Holy smokes. What are we doing here? Okay, they awarded the Sales or the Hawks 3 more points, and I'm certainly unofficial, but 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, 13. 13 plus 34 is 47. Holy moly.
Yeah, we didn't have 3 up here, all 3 of us. We got them outnumbered.
Okay. Hawk on the drive, shot off the mark, long rebound tip to Mendoza. So the Irish are down 3, 50 to 47, 1:13 to go. How do you let that happen on your home court? Swing it over to Holtzinger. Holtzinger for 3, backboard, nothing else. Rebound Hawks. Holy smokes. Well, it's early January. I mean, they'll both live to play another day, but We're inside a minute now. They swing it to Hawk. Hawk for three. It won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Inside a minute. 50 seconds and counting. Treese into front court. Driving to the basket. Van Hollebeek on her. Treese is still on the drive. Puts a defense. Lane attempt. No good in traffic. Rebound Inger Olsen. Inger Olsen to Idler. Idler to Hawk. Hawk at half court. We're down to 29 seconds. 20 on the shot clock. Pass over to Idler. Idler drives baseline. She collides with Casso, and that's a foul on Casso, and that will send the Patriots to the line with 24 seconds to go. Idler, the freshman, is 1-for-3 at the line. She can make it a two-possession game at the one free throw. Well, right now, the player of the game is Liberty Christian scorekeeper.
Sheesh.
Did you guys all have it?
No, we didn't have it, but I'm not watching up there. I've just got it down here. I was going to say that.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Uh-oh.
The first free throw is off the mark.
Well, and they had the issue before. I'm not sure what that was about.
That was a possession arrow.
Was it?
Yeah, because second free throw is also off the mark. Benavides with the rebound, and she's fouled. Now, the Patriots have a couple fouls to give with 22.9 seconds to go, so that was a good foul by Van Hollebeek. So the Irish now down 50-47 with 22.9 seconds to go.
Hit the ball to Treese. Rebound
to Casso.
Oh.
Casso got pushed. No foul call now. She's fouled from behind. No timeout. Okay.
Woo-hoo-hoo. We got one there.
A steal attempt. The ball rolling loose. Coach Hazeltine called for his timeout. I'm guessing that's his last timeout. We'll keep it here. 50-47, Liberty Christian, with the mystery 3 points added to their score with, what, 1 minute to go?
Yeah.
That was a long discussion, and my book says 47, and I'm certainly not official. We have the official book.
13.
I don't know.
Let's see. 13 on the...
Well, nothing we do is going to change that. The Sales now with 18.4 seconds to go in the ball game. The Irish will inbound it.
No, I've got
top of the key
there.
Extended across the way to get it to Mendoza. Now to Holtzinger. Holtzinger's double teamed and she's fat. They call a jump ball. Idler ties up Holtzinger. The possession arrow in favor of the Patriots.
I got a foul now.
And now. Yeah, got to go for a steal on the inbound or a quick foul. Don't let Hawk get the ball. Mendoza on her. They'll throw it over the top to Van Hollebeek. She's got, and they call the quick foul. The ball is going to roll out of bounds. That's on Mendoza, her third. No, they called that on
Casso? I think they got Orturno.
Yeah, I think it should have been on Orturno. I thought it was 14. Okay, Van Hollebeek to shoot two, and the first one is good. That will make it tough on the Irish. Make it a two-possession ball game, 51-47. Second free throw's off the mark. Rebound by Orturno. They don't need a three. They just need something quick. Holtzinger dribbling it up court. She gets it across the timeline. Finds Orturno underneath. Gets it to Casso. They got to get a shot up. They won't do it. Nobody would shoot it. And the Patriots win it. 51-47. On a scorekeeper controversy. We'll be back with the totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff.
And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're back live here at DeSales High School, and the DeSales bookkeeper is up here discussing things at the press area with public address announcer Pat Wall, who keeps the score. Sitting next to him is Lon Olson, who likes to try to keep the score as well, and I try to keep track of things as well, but we were all wrong apparently. So I'll let them hash it all out and tell me where our error was. But it was 47-47. The Patriots had the ball out of bounds after a jump ball, I recall. And then they went to inbound the ball and they waited. And they ended up sending both teams back to the scores table. The two bookkeepers were discussing it. And apparently there was a three-pointer by the Patriots that we all missed, and they switched the score to 50-47. And that was a huge deal with a minute to go. It went from a tie game to a three-point lead for Liberty Christian, and they had the ball. So that basically did it. The Lady Irish. So did Van Hollebeek make both those free throws at the end or just one? Yeah, that's what I thought. So the official score, official final score is 51-47. The Irish fall to 2-2 in the division, 5-5 overall. Liberty Christian improves to 3-2 in the division, 4-4 overall. I'll try to find that mystery three-pointer and give you the team and individual totals when we come back to wrap up the girls' portion of this broadcast. On 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Del Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Del Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DelGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, I'd like to say we got some clarity on this, but we really didn't. But so I'm going to do my best to just give you what my score sheet says and my summary of the discussion between the official book, Pat Wall, the public address announcer, the scoreboard keeper, and their bookkeeper. Anyway, for the Patriots, officially, 51 points. Individually, they got 22 from Taylor Hawk. They got 7 for Camus Van Hollebeek. Or excuse me, 4 for Camus Van Hollebeek. No, 7, I'm sorry. I got so distracted. She hit a 3 and then 1 of 2 free throws there to make it a 2-possession game at the end. 7 for Chloe Eidler, including a big 2-point field goal at the end. 5 for Adley Olson, and 4 for Inger Olson. So 22 plus 7 is 29, plus 7 is 36, plus 5 is 41, plus 4 is 45. Holy crud, I'm off too. All right. DeSales, 47 points. 23 from Teresa Holtzinger, 16 for Peyton Benavidez, 4 for Lindley Donnelly, 2 for Audrey Casso, and 2 for Addison Mason. That's 20, that's 43, that's 47. So the sales score is right, the Liberty Christian score is not. The explanation I got during the break was that the PA announcer, or the our official book, and that's the key. The home team book is official. His book matched Pat Wall's book, okay, and mine until the fourth quarter. But somewhere along the line, the Liberty Christian scorekeeper convinced the officials that there was a 2-point field goal with a free throw to follow that was not recorded in the official book. My experience over the years is the official book is official. Now, when you get to tournament play, you have each team has a bookkeeper, then they have a third book that is official. At regular season games, each bookkeeper is supposed to communicate with each other at the end of each quarter and during any discrepancies. But our official book stood by their book. The Liberty Christian book, she stood by her score. And the officials chose to go with the Liberty Christian book, which that's not necessarily correct. And I may have explained that wrong. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. They must have come up to with an agreement that they both had the same score somehow. But
yeah,
because we put the 3 back on the board or put it on the board, it wasn't there.
Yeah, with a minute to go, that makes it kind of tough. They're inbounding the ball with a tie game, and all of a sudden they have a 3-point lead with under a minute to go. Well, ifs, ands, and buts. The game is over. The Irish girls lose 51-47. And I'm sure there'll be more discussion about that the rest of the week. The Lady Irish will not play again until next Monday when we travel out the Two Sheep. And the boys' game is coming up. We're going to take a break and get going on that because that is a big matchup. The Sales boys, 6-1 on the year, 4-0 in the division, ranked number 3 in the state. Liberty Christian's boys, 5-0 in the division, undefeated at 9-0 in the season, ranked number 2 in the state. We'll be back with championship-level basketball on the boys' side of the broadcast tonight on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.